السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دعم بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful day of Jum'ah, the 28th of February corresponding with the 29th of Shaban. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and Apa with afiyat. Allah ta'ala give us ikhlas and energy to welcome the month of Ramadan. And inshallah, inspire the ummah, inshallah, through Markaz Sahaba, voice of Ahlul Sunnah, so that the ummah can be conscientized and brought closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ana Salim Kareem and Apa for all the sacrifices. Allah Jalla Wala accept all your du'as and supplications. Ameen, ameen. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Jinnat Mota, inshallah, Junaid will be ready for Ramadan because every day he's here 2 o'clock with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulihil Kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is Yawm al-Jumu'ah, the day of Friday, Sayyidul Iyam, the best day of the week, and it is the 29th of Shaaban Mubarak in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Palestine, and Masjidul Aqsa, and South Africa, Southern Africa, and in 95% of the cities, countries of the world. Hence, we will scan the sky tonight after Maghrib. If the crescent is sighted, it will usher in the month of Ramadan Mubarak. And if the new moon is not sighted, then tomorrow night, Saturday night, will usher in the month of Ramadan. So let us may fulfill our duty with beauty and scan the sky tonight wherever we are, inshallah al-Aziz, and then contact your local ulama and inform them regarding the sighting or the non-sighting of the new moon and crescent. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 43, Surah Zukhruf, genuine gold which is shining and glittering. And today we focus on verses number 83 to 89. And inshallah al-Aziz, we will complete and conclude the surah as well with today's lessons. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses him, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and says, فَذَرْهُمْ, hence you leave them, don't bother about them, يَخُودُ, those who are diving, plunging, those who are engrossed in futile activities and futile speech, وَيَلْعَبُ, and they are playing here on this earth, they are مَنْخَبْلَ, they are لَاپَرْوَى, they don't have any concern regarding this world and the year after. They feel that after living, you die and it's end of the story. So if they don't want to listen, you just leave them. حَتَّى يُلَاقُوا يَوْمَهُمُ الَّذِي يُعَدُونَ, till they will meet the day which has been promised to them, the day of justice, the day of judgment. But he, Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was rahmatul lil alameen, the exclusive rahmatul lil alameen, that the mercy to the entire universe and creation. He was the greatest lover of humanity and jinn. He wanted they must be successful, and each one of them should be successful, and therefore he tried everything possible. But you know, the decree of Almighty Almighty Allah will always be final and not what we desire and what we wish. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهِ And He Almighty Allah, the Supreme Being, He is the only Ilah deity in the skies and celestial creation, meaning no one worships anybody, anything besides Him, Almighty Allah, in the skies, in the heavens. The angels are glorifying Him, and those who are believers, they are glorifying Him. So whether they are the jinnat, a human being, here on the land, in the sand, wherever, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا And on the land and sand, terrestrial creation as well, that He alone is the only one worthy of worship. Here you should pause and understand the distinction and difference between the two words. The word Ilah refers to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the Quranic terminology, and at the same time it refers to the demigods, semigods and idols and what have you as well. But the word Lafzul Jalala, the word Allah, for respect's sake we say Lafzul Jalala, that refers exclusively, only, solely to Almighty Allah. Therefore, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala taught us, La ilaha illallah, la ma'buda bihaqin illallah. Truly, there is none worthy of worship but Him, Almighty Allah, exclusively. And Muhammadur Rasulullah, and Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was, is, will always be the last and final messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Wa huwa al-hakim al-alim. He is the all-wise, the all-knowing. Nothing is hidden and obscure from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. His knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. Whatever He does, whatever He says, there's always wisdom in it. That's a different issue, because everything of ours is limited and everything of Almighty Allah is infinite. So me and you cannot grasp the wisdom of Almighty Allah because of our puny little brains. Wa tabarak alladhi. Tabarak means that to get elevated, elevated, and to go higher and higher in rank and status. Wa tabarak alladhi. And all the blessings are for Him only. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Lahu. It belongs only, solely, exclusively to Him. Mulku samawati wal ard, the kingdom, the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth. Wama bainahuma, and whatever is in between them. They say King Charles, they say King Salman, they say King Muhammad, all that. But how can they be king? Tomorrow they're going to freck and die like dogs, majority of them. And then what do you see? That their kingdom is finished. So it shows that the Malik Malikul Muluk, the King of Kings, is who? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone, exclusively. Therefore, on the day of justice, He will pose the question, Limanil Mulkul Yawm? For who is the kingdom sovereignty today? All the kings, all the crown prince, all the heavyweights of this world, who thought they were very important people, everyone will be silent. Allah Jalla Wala will answer the question Himself. Liman al-mulkul yawm, lillahi al-wahid al-qahhar. It belongs only, solely to Almighty Allah. He is the one and only who is irresistible, and He can overpower, overwhelm everybody, everything. Surah 40, chapter 40, Surah Mu'min, and verse number 16. So always remember that only Almighty Allah is Malikul Muluk, the King of Kings. Therefore, the Shah of Iran used to call himself Shahin Shah. In Islam, to use titles like that is absolutely haram and not permissible. وَإِنْدَهُ Exclusively by Him. You see the word إِنْدَهُ there. It brings about exclusivity. Only by Him, only He has إِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ the real knowledge of the Day of Justice. Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us the signs, the major signs, but all the details are only solely exclusively by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore the Master alayhi salatu salam informs Ibrahim alayhi salam, what you are asking me, mal mas'ulu anha bi a'lama min asail, the one that is being asked does not know much more compared to the one who is asking what you are saying. So all the knowledge, details and finer points are there by Almighty Allah alone, wa ilayhi turja'un, and unto him Almighty Allah you'll be made to return. There will be yawm al-hisab, there will be yawm al-jama, there will be yawm al-taghabun, there will be yawm al-hasra. So many names Almighty Allah called it, the day of assembly, the day of regret. We will come to know Maliki Yawmiddin, the day of justice, Yawm al-Hisab, the day of reckoning, Yawm al-Taghabun, we will come to know who are the winners and who are the losers. وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ شَفَاءَ. Today 7 billion plus people worshipping somebody, something besides Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. But those people who are worshipping somebody, something besides Almighty Allah, they will not possess shafa'a, the power to intercede for anybody. إِلَّا مَنْ شَهِدَ بِالْحَقِّ, except those people who are testifying the truth. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, people say he's son of God, Allah forbid. We reject that with the contempt it deserves, but he will intercede. Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will intercede as Shafa'atul Kubra, the greatest intercession. Even today when you go to Masjid Nabawi, you will see this hadith there. Shafa'ati li ahlil kaba'ir min ummati, my intercession is for those people of my ummah who have perpetrated, committed major, major sins. We cry, we beg, we petition Almighty Allah on this Mubarak blessed day and this Mubarak month and say, Allahumma arzuqna shafa'at al-Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh beloved Allah, grant us the intercession of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Justice. The Hadith Shafa'ati is authentic and mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Illa man shahida bilhaqi wa hum ya'lamun, and they know that they are worshipping Almighty Allah alone, and Allah will confer upon them and give them permission to intercede. Man dhaladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi'ithni, in Ayatul Kursi, AK 255, verse number 255 of Surah Baqarah. So Almighty Allah states, who will intercede by him? None, except whom he gives and gives consent and permission. Almighty Allah says, you ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask these mushrikeen, idol worshippers, wala insaltahum, and if you ask them, man khalaqahum, who created them, who created the universe, who created the heavens and the skies, ask the skies and the heavens and the land and the sand and everything in between, la yaqulunna Allah, surely they will say Allah. So even they accepted that Almighty Allah is the exclusive Khalik and Malik and Creator. But when it came to worshipping, then they ascribed, associated somebody, something to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. فَأَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ, hence where are you being misled? Where are you being astray, O human being? Now understand the next sentence. You see there, وَقِيلِهِ. There's a wow there, right? And then the word is قِيلِهِ. So this wow here is ataf, is in conjunction, and it is qasam also. So وَقِيلِهِ is ataf on وَإِنْدَهُ الْمُسَاعَةِ. So only by him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, is the knowledge of the day of justice, the day of judgment. Only by him is Allah alone knows waqeelihi, the crying, the petitioning, and the appeal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is crying to Allah, oh Allah, ya Rabbi, that my Rabb, my sustainer, inna ha'ulai, verily these mushrikeen, these polytheists, these idol worshippers, that they are a people and a nation who don't want to bring iman. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam weeping, crying, sobbing for this beloved ummah and me and you. Where are we? Do we really bother about the ummah? Fasfah anhum, you overlook their transgression and make da'wat and make dua and continue with your mandate, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa qul salam. And if they don't want to listen, make salam, meaning leave them, and you continue inviting humanity and the jinn. فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ, soon they will come to know. We cry, we beg Almighty Allah, ya Allah, this broken effort of tafsir of noble Quran, accept it and bless everybody, ya Allah, our beloved parents, our beloved teachers, our beloved listeners. Oh Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, inshaAllah, tomorrow, whether it's Ramadan or not in South Africa, we will start, inshallah, a Ramadan special, and that is Surah Nur, chapter 24, the radiance and effulgence, comprising 64 verses. So inshallah, every day 1-2 verses, and then before Eid al-Fitr, inshallah, we will complete it. Why Surah Nur? Our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, said, Allimu nisa'akum Surat al-Nur, teach your females, your mothers and sisters and daughters, Surah Nur. There are so many issues for male, female, adult and children, for all of us to learn, so that we will start tomorrow. Allah Jalla Wala envelope us in His special mercy. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Today, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, is the 29th of Sha'ban 1446. We present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, and internationally. So Starmer and Trump met yesterday, Thursday, in the White House. So now Starmer wants to bribe him up. He knows that Trump is an egoist and a narcissist. He always likes to be praised. So he told him, you know what? Oh, King Charles is giving you another invitation, and he loves to have you there at your palace and so forth. So that is how he tried to give him a sweetener. So that is these haramis, remember. What they said, that we cannot reward the aggressor, meaning Russia, and we must stand with Ukraine. But he, Trump, is turning more towards Russia because he has bigger fish to catch, and Europe is turning more towards Ukraine. So none of them are sincere. They all have a hidden agenda and ulterior motive. Now, in the Haaretz newspaper, it's written that the AG, the Attorney General, must investigate BB and the Qatar authorities, that there is some unda danda, there is some underhand business going on. Money is going this way and that way. Alhamdulillah, we're very proud of our Palestinian brother. And he drove inside. That the crowd there in Tel Aviv and in Israel, and 14 of them wounded. Some report, they're even saying somebody died. They say one is critical. We must always be very, very circumspect and careful when it comes to the Jewish Zionist media. They will always try and underplay the issue because we have no sympathy, no empathy for the Jews. We say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue there in Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. Bibi Netanyahu, remember, this is in the Haaretz newspaper. After the romance with Trump, when that ends up, he's going to end up in the doghouse, in jail. That is what they said. I'm telling you that for months. They're saying it now, that he will end up in jail. They called it the doghouse. That will happen very soon, inshallah. Netanyahu, the harami, the war criminal. So now the court says twice a week he will have to appear in court. So 2 days a week. Israel will not leave Philadelphia. Just look at this. Today is, you must remember, 28th of February. Tomorrow, Saturday, is 1st of March. So the portion between Gaza and Egypt, so that they call the Philadelphia Corridor. So they must pack up and leave today. Israel says we're not leaving. So this is against the agreement they made with Gaza, with Palestinians, and with all the mediators. In Syria, they say we will not leave. We will still occupy the land of the Syrians. In Lebanon, they say we will not leave. So who is the aggressor? Who is the real terrorist? Who is the war criminal? The Jutla, the cursed nation, the swines and the pigs, whom Almighty Allah calls them. Chapter 5, verse number 60, Almighty Allah calls them. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ Almighty Allah made them into monkeys and swines and pigs. They are forefathers. That is clearly mentioned in the Noble Quran. We don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, or any government. We have to call out the truth, name them, shame them, and nail them. So that is what they are, the haramis. Russia says the annexed territories are non-negotiable. Whatever we have annexed, forget it. We're not going to give it back to Ukraine. That is Putin. Listen to this. Listen to this, Muslim and non-Muslim. Our brother, Nail Barghouti, 45 years approximately in the Israeli jail, and yesterday he was released. He went in as a youngster and he came out from there an old man, and you just look at his features, how they were tortured, how they were persecuted. Israel are the biggest haramis and terrorists on this earth. They are a cancer, and the entire state of Israel has to be dismantled. Then you will find world peace. Israeli voting against Ukraine at United Nations. Why? Because they want to make Trump happy. US-UK mineral deal, a win-win situation. You see that? So now that is what they want, the minerals there in Ukraine. And Putin also wants that. So all of them, though, the shaitans, the people who just waiting so they can grab some of the lithium, some of the gas there in Ukraine. The third intifada, the uprising will start, and Israel and Jews, don't blame anybody else but yourself. That is Gideon Levy at his best, writing the truth. 1 point, listen to this here. 1.6 million seats for this Ramadan on the train from Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara. So that route will be very, very busy. WikiLeaks founder, that you must remember that. What does he say? He says that WikiLeaks founder, 6,200 as journalists were funded by US aid, meaning they had to write stories in favor of Americans, in favor of Israel. So therefore, like a woman sells her body, she's a prostitute. These were the prostitutes. You must remember that. So that is what he wrote. Bosnian Serb President Dodik sent to jail. So they yesterday president, today in jail. Elon Musk is not cut out to be for politics. He is a hopeless guy as politics. Who said so? His father, Errol, said so. Just like Trump's mother said, my son is an idiot, and I hope he does not land up in politics. Go read the story of his mother and about Trump. hopeless characters. Russia ties with Middle East will just increase all the time, all the time. Trump is accelerating the land grab in the West Bank. Therefore, Israel is getting away with impunity, and these Arab leaders, good for nothing, murtads, majority of them, Ghaddar and Khaineen, today they're supposed to have a big conference in Egypt, but all that postponed. They all now, they're bootlicking, or majority of them, bootlicking Trump, America, or Israel, or both of them. So imagine they can't even take decisions. Come to South Africa, see how Trump and Musk are playing games with South Africa. Every forum, the Boer, the Afrikaner, they can meet the senior diplomats and politicians in Washington. South African ambassador cannot meet them. He can't meet Trump when he feels like. He can't meet the senior guys. But this Afri Forum, who are 100% racist, you must remember they can meet, and they are responsible for the fracture in relationship between South Africa and America. Paul Mashatile as president, there some ANC are in favor, some are not in favor. The moon issue, I told you, all of you who want Maulana Salim Karim, our colleague, to mention your town, your city, what time is cut off time, and so forth. Send your timetables to this number 084-786-3132, and inshallah, our Junaid Mota will send it to Maulana Salim Karim. And whenever Ramadan starts, tomorrow or Sunday, then inshallah, 3 to 6 will be the program on Radio Al-Ansar International and on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. 3 to 4 will be the Ulama program, inshallah, and advices by Maulana Salim Karim. 4 to 4.15 around there will be Mufti Aku, inshallah, the kiddies program, and that is suhoor time. You kids and children must be wide awake. Mufti Aku will ask you questions. And five of you will be given 100 rand each and 500 rand a day, courtesy of the Capital Group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and Company. So remember, Junaid Mota is in charge of that. So that will kick off tomorrow or Sunday, whenever Ramadan Mubarak starts, inshallah. And you must answer correctly, inshallah. And then the countdown, and then the adhan, the Durban time. And then I will come on 4:30, 4:35 with tafsir and the news, views, interviews. And thereafter, Maulana Salim Karim will take over from 5 o'clock to 5:30. And the last half an hour will be the Q&A, inshallah. So make dua. Today, you know, many people still get nikah. Today it is nikah, tomorrow nikah. In Ramadan time to get married also is permissible. So anybody got nikah announcements, send it to 084-786-3132. One last announcement. I see people are sending me. There's a character, his name is Imran Hussein, and he'll be lecturing in some place. Remember, it's haram to participate with him, and he's not even a Muslim. His belief regarding Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, is 100% against the Quran and against our belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the diacritical marks, the Fatha, Kasra, Dhamma. He says it's not correct in the Quran. After 1400 years ago, one person comes and tells us. So what you going to say? And there are many other issues. Hence, to go to listen to his lectures, to read Salat behind him, all haram. We must call out the truth without fear and favor. Our function is to propagate the truth according to the Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah and defend the truth, not to curry favor and bootleg people. So that is what we stand for. Inshallah, today Makkah khutbah by Sheikh Osama Khayyat, and that will be after 11:30, inshallah, South African time, Saudi time, Makkah time, after 12:30. And remember, I will be, inshallah, in Kensington, Zinatul Islam Masjid, 12:25 is Adhan, and 12:30 will be the lecture. It will be live, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz on Markaz Sahaba. Molana, we have 12 minutes or so, so let's fire up with the Q&A, inshallah, Aziz.
Mufti Sahab, what is the best way to make sincere tawbah in the month of Ramadan?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala commands us, chapter 24, verse number 31. Therefore, tomorrow we will start, inshallah, with Surah Tawbah. My dear listener, my dear brother, sister, Tawbah is not only compulsory during Ramadan, it's compulsory all times, all places. Allah Jalla Wala commands us, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. All of you have to turn to Almighty Allah in repentance, جَمِيعًا. Everyone who is sane and mature, without exclusion, without exemption. Ayyuhal mu'minun, that is what your faith and conviction demands of you. La'allakum tuflihun, so that you will be successful. For tawbah, six vital ingredients. Number one, at-tawbah to an-nadama. Ya Allah, your ever-recurring bounties, favors upon us. But I myself, and majority of us, we have become such zalims, such oppressors. Daily we commit vices and sins. So we should be ashamed ourselves. We should have afsos and regret and remorse. Number one. Number two, the vices we are involved in. Today, immediately detach ourselves. The fornication, the adultery, the riba, the interest, the casinos, the drugs, the alcohol, the premarital affairs, the extramarital affairs. So whichever haram we are involved in, so move away from it immediately. Two. Three, the rights of Almighty Allah. From time we became baligh and mature till now, how many salat we have missed? Qada is compulsory. How many siyam and fast we have missed? So after Eid al-Fitr, Qada is compulsory. And zakat we have not paid. Siyam, our fasting, we have not kept from all the time we became baligh. So after Eid al-Fitr, Qada is compulsory. So that is the third one. Fulfill the rights, obligations of Almighty Allah. Fourth one, the rights of humanity. I owe Maulana Salim Kareem. I owe Junaid Mota. I owe you, but I'm not paying you, but I'm giving the madrasas and darul looms. So I don't know anybody, just example I'm giving you. So absolutely haram. Nafsul mu'mini mu'allakatun biduyunihi hatta tugza anhu. Authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad. A person will not enter Jannah and paradise until his or her debts are paid and settled. So we must solve all that and resolve all that immediately. Try and do so today before Ramadan Mubarak starts. So number one, regret. Number two, move away from the vices and sins immediately. Fulfill the obligations of Almighty Allah. Fulfill the obligations of the creation, Muslim and non-Muslim, people you owe, and so forth. Number five, Ya ayyuhalladhina tu amanu, tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Chapter number 66, verse number 8, turn to Almighty Allah, wa tawbatan nasuha. They came to Sayyidina Umar and asked him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, what is tawbatan nasuha? He said, your she camel, your cow, when you extract the milk from it, do you see the milk going back into the animal? They said, Hasha wa kalla, never ever. So when we make sincere tawbah, don't go back to that side, to those evil. That's a sign that the tawbah is maqbula, is accepted. And the last one will be, daily ask Almighty Allah, Rabbana taqabbal minna, Ya Allah, accept from us all our broken efforts, all our humble efforts. Ya Allah, have mercy on us. So do these 6 points, then inshallah, that will be the sincere tawbah.
Mufti Sahab, For Akikah, for a boy, is it permissible to slaughter one animal in my locality and the second one to have it done somewhere else?
Totally permissible. The baby boy was born last week Saturday, and now today Friday is the seventh day. So you, the biological father, you say you will slaughter one goat or one sheep. The Nana and the girl's father, you see that your father-in-law, he says, I'm in another town, but for me, this is my first grandchild, my first grandson, my first granddaughter. We elated, delighted. So we want to slaughter one as well. But you are in different places. Totally permissible. No problem. What you must know, O esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wa Jama'ah, whether it is Aqiqah or whether it is Qurbani, Eid al-Adha, the meat can be given to Muslim and non-Muslim according to the Hanafis. But according to the Shafis, Hanbalis and them, remember the meat of Aqiqah and Qurbani Udhiyah must be given to Muslims exclusively and only. So that is something you should take cognizance of and into consideration. So totally permissible, no problem with that.
Mufti Saab, if a person's son-in-law passes away, can the daughter-in-law travel with her in-laws? Is her father-in-law still mahram for her?
Mahram means that always that person is a mahram. Almighty Allah addresses this issue in two different verses. Chapter 4, verse number 23. وَأُمَّهَاتُ نِسَائِكُمْ I am married and now my mother-in-law. So I, the son-in-law, for my mother-in-law, I'm a mahram, whether my wife is alive or not. So we should be clear on that issue, right? And with my wife, I took my mother-in-law for Hajj also. She passed away here also. Very pious lady, totally blind. Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So that is son-in-law vis-a-vis mother-in-law. Now go to chapter 24. You see Surah Nur again. And verse 31, Almighty Allah says, O Aba'ihinna, O Aba'ibu'ulatihinna, you, O daughter, you show your beauty to your beloved father, biological father. All your beauty, you expose it to your father-in-law. Chapter 24, Surah Nur, verse 31, meaning your hair and your arms and all that can be exposed. It doesn't mean you must expose it, but if it is exposed, so then there will be no sin upon you. So yes, it is permissible. But if there is fear for fitna and hanky-panky business, then it's haram, obviously.
Mufti Saab, what actions are permitted to make niyat for isar sawab? Is it everything besides the farz or nafil only?
Remember that our nafil, voluntary actions, as long as it is something that is permissible, you transfer it to the deceased, you transfer it to people who are alive, you transfer it to people yet to come. Let me give you 3-4 easy examples. People are there in Makkah. Yesterday, my good friend, that Hafiz Mohsin Randeri and them sent me messages. They want to know a few issues. So they said the crowd is really building up now. And mashallah, they are there. So now you make one tawaf. And now, is nafil voluntary? So you say, Ya Allah, the reward for us, the reward for entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the entire human race from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, right till the last baby to be born and pass away on Iman, Islam, all that permissible. So that's number one. You read Quran Sharif now, you read Surah Yasin, you transfer the reward to everybody, past, present and future. Those who are alive and yet to come, totally permissible. Ishraq time, that now 15 minutes after sunrise, you read 2 rakat salat, you transfer the reward to everybody. You give out 1 rand, 5 rand, 20 rand. You say, is Yawm al-Jumu'ah, let me give out some lillah, fillah, for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah. So all that is permissible. There's no problem with that. And we should make it part of our ma'amul every day in Ramadan. Wa inna judahu akthar min al-rih al-mursala. Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was more generous than, you must remember, a hurricane during the month of Ramadan, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. O Muslim, O Muslimah, every day, besides our zakat, give out some lillah, some sadaqah, for the love of all, Majjah Allah Jalla Wala, for the love of Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Mufti Sahab, can Isale Sawab be made for the living?
Totally permissible, ji.
And the third question, can one make Isale Sawab for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam?
100%. Now you are there in Makkah, you say you're performing this tawaf for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're performing this umrah for the Master alayhi salam. When we used to go, then my wife used to ask, what intention we're making? So I say, make intention for the whole ummah of Nabi alayhi salam the following year, then for Nabi Muhammad Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then all the Anbiya and Mursaleen and their respective ummah, all that permissible. According to us, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaat, there's no problem with that.
Mufti Sahab, I have an aunt who is 77 years old. She wants to go for Umrah with her niece's son, her brother's daughter's son. Can he be her wali? Shukran.
So you must remember, if it is her brother's son, so you must remember that, if that's how the question is, then it's fine. That if she wants to go with her brother's
son.
She just repeat it, Maulana.
She wants to go for Umrah with her niece's son, her brother's daughter's son.
Yeah, her brother's daughter's son. So you must remember, so that's fine, there's no problem with that. She can go with her brother's daughter's son. So you must remember that. So that will be fine, inshallah. So they can go, and she's 77 years old. So some ulama, they give gunjaish for that also. So inshallah, in that case, it will be permissible, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, I follow the Quran reading with the tape on the radio every morning. Is it okay?
If you are just listening, that is not okay. So you must not just listen to the Quran Sharif. You must read the Quran Sharif. Look at the longest chapter, Surah Baqarah. What he, Habibuna, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Iqra Surah Al-Baqarah. Read you Surah Baqarah. Fa inna akhadaha barakah. That when you read it, it will bring about blessing. Wa tarkaha hasra. If you don't read it, then it will be regret and remorse. And today's world, people are troublemakers, mischief makers. Many a time that they will make mashallah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, but behind your back they will stab you. So wala yastati'uha al-batala, the evil forces cannot overcome you. So it shows we should be reading the Quran Sharif, not only listening to it. Iqra Yasin ala mautakum, read Surah Yasin for your deceased and so forth. So not only listening, we should be reading as well. And reading daily, more so now during Ramadan, fasting is a duty, and tilawat of Quran is the beauty of Ramadan.
One last question. Does clipping the nails break the fast?
No. Today, clip your nails, clip your toenails, your fast is valid. So nobody shouldn't be fasting. But anyway, if somebody is fasting today, so Ibn Umar used to fast one day before Ramadan also. So it's not haram or something. It is permissible. But better we don't encourage people to fast. But if somebody is fasting, it's acceptable. If you want the reference, Ibn Umar used to fast the day before Ramadan, mentioned in Ibn Majah. So therefore, we should know what Quran Sharif, what the Hadith Sharif, and the sayings of the Master alayhi salam, and the actions of the beloved Sahaba. So you clip your nails and so forth and all that, or you cut your hair, you remove unwanted hair, all that, your fast is valid. So 2-3 announcements quickly, 10 to 10:30, Nikah announcements, Selden Nikah announcements, Maul Zaid will announce it, 11:30, South African time, we will connect with Makkah Mukarramah. Today is Sheikh Usama Khayyat, and inshallah I will be there in Kensington, and that is Zinatul Islam Masjid, 12:25 Adhan, 12:30 the lecture. Inshallah, it will be live on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Barakallahu feek, Masalim Kareem, Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.